Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Advances in communication technology have brought big changes to how we live and work. Kevin Rockman, associate professor in the School of Management at George Mason University, describes how the ability to telecommute has altered the relationship between companies and their employees.
Any company wishing to encourage both job-related motivation as well as outside-the-job effort should strive to build a sense of psychological attachment among its employees. A strong attachment to the company helps an employee to not only stay motivated in their work, but to see the company in a positive light, both of which translate to company success. One of the current dilemmas for companies wishing to engender such attachments is how strongly to encourage or deny telework, a debate echoed in the recent weeks by Yahoo's announcement to limit telework for their employees. Supporting Yahoo's position is the research on proximity and attachment, which suggests that stronger bonds are formed when individuals are physically located near each other, such as when everyone is encapsulated inside company facilities. Further, the evidence suggests that while teleworkers are happier and perhaps more productive, there is a sacrifice to the social ties they have with coworkers over time. Our perhaps unintended effect is that those employees not teleworking or left behind in the office are not as happy, as the people they come into work with every day are no longer there. On the other side, though, companies such as Yahoo may be unable to realize the benefits of physical proximity if the employees want and are used to the freedom and flexibility of telework. If employees know that other companies are allowing such forms of work and remember what it was like to have such freedom, their bonds with the company will suffer due to feelings of injustice and unfairness. This leaves companies with no clear path forward. They want to satisfy their employees, but they also want the collaborative relationships facilitated by proximity. Yahoo says they will do this by incentivizing talent, but whether they can incentivize enough to make people forget about the lost time with their friends and family remains to be seen.
That was Kevin Rockman of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.